This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita City Council approves a design build team for a new stadium. We've got the story.
I'm Steve Boyer. Wichita police have made an arrest in the South Side shooting yesterday.
President Trump and Democrats clash over border wall. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We can expect another nice late fall afternoon before a change arrives with a strong low pressure system and a chance of precipitation this evening and overnight. The full forecast is coming up.
France is on high alert after a gunman opened fire in a mall during holiday shopping. Fox's Mike Tobin with the latest.
There were two shootouts. The police union says the gunman was shot, not killed, and again he got away. One report says he hijacked a taxi. Some 350 security personnel are now involved in the search, and reinforcements are headed to Strasbourg. The city brands itself as the capital of Christmas and has been targeted before. In the year 2000, it was the center of an Al-Qaeda plot. Without giving specifics about motive, the prosecutor's office says this attack is being investigated as a terrorist attack. Links between the suspected gunman and radical groups are being investigated. Now, while the suspect is on the run, the interior minister says France is raising its terror alert level to its highest level.
Officials say the gunman may have left the country. After tabling the issue last week, the Wichita City Council took a vote on the design build contract for the new downtown stadium.
The council used the extra week to make minor corrections to the contract. The city voted unanimously to select the team of J.E. Dunn Eby. The city will use a design-build approach to the project, shortening the schedule by overlapping the design and construction phases. The city has used this approach before, including the demolition of the old airport terminal. After the votes were counted, Mayor Jeff Longwell congratulated the winning team and jokingly reminded them,
"Remember, there's 24 hours in a day."
I know, Mayor. I want to know why they're still sitting here.
I know. You'd think they would have ran out.
The mayor was referring to the tight deadline the city faces. Construction will start early next year and must be completed by mid-March 2020. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police have made an arrest in a shooting on the city's south side.
Police say 59-year-old Richard Fagan has been charged with attempted first-degree murder, possession of a firearm by a felon, and an outstanding warrant. Investigators say he approached a 36-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman in a wooded area near Hydraulic and I-135 and shot the man with a shotgun after a verbal dispute. The three were homeless and staying in the area. Fagan was located and taken into custody without incident. Police say this is not a random incident. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
A 36-year-old Garden City man is facing serious charges after police say he fled in a vehicle with his three young children inside. Officers were called Monday night to a domestic dispute, saw a vehicle driven by Billy Mondragon speeding away from the scene. After the vehicle rolled, police found the children, ages 2, 1, and 1.5 months. They were not properly restrained. They were treated for minor injuries and released.
Sedgwick County Commissioners will discuss their 2019 legislative agenda at the meeting this morning.
The agenda is broken down into three areas: key initiatives, behavioral health initiatives, and secondary initiatives. One of the key initiatives to be discussed is a measure that will allow voters to vote at any polling place in the county if the voting machines are technologically capable. That would include having voting locations designated as vote centers, where voters could avoid having to cast a provisional ballot. Another measure would oppose legislation that would artificially limit or alter property tax violations. The meeting starts at 9 a.m. on the third floor of the county courthouse at Central and Main. The meeting is open to the public. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
President Trump is prepared to shut down the government in order to get the funding he wants for his wall on the southern border. Congressional Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer met with the president in the hopes of avoiding a shutdown. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
The hope of the meeting was to possibly come to an agreement on border security funding to avert a potential government shutdown. And for a while, the meeting was civil, almost cordial. Then the mood soured a bit when the next likely Speaker of the House rebranded a government shutdown. Then, of course, there was the debate over what happens if the government does in fact shut down. More specifically, who would own the shutdown? There were a few efforts at trying to get the meeting back on track, but to no avail.
If a new spending bill or continuing resolution is not passed before the December 21st deadline, the federal government will partially run out of money. KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Wichita State basketball tonight, home game at Coke Arena. We'll hear from Coach Marshall, get a preview coming up in sports.
Stormy Daniels ordered to pay President Trump's legal fees. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says he will support speeding up a vote on ending U.S. military involvement in a war led by Saudi Arabia in Yemen. The Kansas Republican says he supports a procedural step to move a resolution ending U.S. involvement toward final passage. The resolution is a rebuke to Saudi Arabia over its role in journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder.
The adult film star, who was pursuing a defamation case against President Trump, has been ordered to pay Trump's legal fees.
A judge in Los Angeles says Stormy Daniels, a.k.a. Stephanie Clifford, has to pay President Trump $293,000 for lawyer fees and $1,000 in sanctions, far less than the president's attorney had asked for, but still. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, says the order will not hold on appeal. This case Clifford filed was a defamation suit against the president for the time he tweeted that she lied about a man who threatened her. Avenatti says she has a separate case against the president over a non-disclosure agreement between the two, which has to do with the affair she alleges she had with the president back in 2006. The president has denied it. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
It's being called one of the most egregious poaching events ever in Alaska. A man faces stiff penalties for letting moose meat go to waste.
A successful hunt is a source of pride and can feed a family for months. Now a hunter is fined $100,000, sentenced to 270 days in jail, and must forfeit his rifle and ATV. The 39-year-old Alaska man poached 3 bull moose over a 2-week period and left the meat to rot, likely because the antlers did not meet requirements. Rusty Counts pleading guilty to wanton waste, exceeding bag limits, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor, a nephew who accompanied him. Alaskan officials take harvesting moose meat seriously. The hefty penalties stand as a deterrent to others. Those penalties would have been less had the poacher taken the meat to food banks where people need it. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And traffic out there in the Wichita area this morning, things looking pretty good, although we are seeing some heavier traffic volumes at this time. So watch out for slowdowns, especially North Junction, 135, I-235, K-96, things this time of morning really do start to look a little bit more hectic in areas, especially along I-135 southbound right now. We do have some pretty heavy traffic. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers.
Hey, well, the weather's been pretty doggone nice for mid-December the past couple of days. Let's find out if it's going to continue. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer. Good morning, T.J.
Good morning to you, Steve. How's it going?
Well, it's good. I mean, I got out yesterday afternoon and in my shorts and my T-shirt and went for
did
a
you,
run.
You kept your word, and did you put on any flip-flops? That is the real question.
No, I can't run in flip-flops, but I didn't put a little sunscreen up in my nose. Yet, so there you go. Yeah.
I know. It was great. Temperatures really warmed up yesterday. This shift always kind of kills me. I feel like I try to be productive. I get home. And then I just, like, zonk out for hours, and it's like, oh, good, it's time to go to bed again.
That's a challenge. Yep.
Well, our temperatures continue to warm up yet again today, and we're going to have another mild one for us. More sunshine than I think what we saw for our Tuesday. Mainly sunny conditions all across the metro, high surging back up into the middle 50s. Light winds out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Overnight, we'll see increasing cloud cover as our next system begins to work, and this one may give us a few rain and snow showers late in the night, becoming a little breezy, especially by our morning commute time frame. Gusty, could have winds near 25 to 35 miles per hour from the northwest, cloudy skies with a 50% chance of those rain and snow showers tomorrow. Right now, the temperature in Wichita, 24 degrees, and we have clear skies, lots of sunshine expected through the day.
All right. Thank you, TJ. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer this morning. 7:13 now with Steve and Ted. And the other part is there's no wind out there right now. Calm. And how often do you see that? Yesterday afternoon, a little breezy. South or the north, but a little breezy yesterday afternoon. Cloudy, a high temperature of 59. And The usual high, the normal high for the date is 44, so they're about 15 degrees above normal yesterday. Today is December 12th, 2018. On this date in 1977, the dance movie Saturday Night Fever, starring John Travolta, premiered in New York. I suppose you could call this a, would you call it a musical, Ted, the movie? There's a lot of music in it. Not a lot of singing.
Certainly had a
it was all recorded.
Strong
music.
Soundtrack, yes.
The soundtrack, which I went out and bought. I have this on a cassette. Or that's what I had.
That's what everybody had back then.
Yeah, I don't know where it is now, but I'm going to get that on CD. That is a terrific album.
That's a powerhouse soundtrack.
Great music there. And, of course, you had the disco craze going
mm-hmm.
on. And it's a Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, you got Kool and the Gang, Open Sesame.
Open.
I love this.
Oh, yeah. That's a terrific song. Hey, listen, just want to talk a little bit this morning about an incident yesterday down on the south side of town where these people apparently knew each other. But a man shot another man with a shotgun, and then there was this huge manhunt going on. The man who was wounded has survived, but they're using the huge search going on. I think an airplane up and mm-hmm, everything yep. on the south side of Wichita looking for this guy who's running around with a shotgun. And, you know, it's just, where I live in Riverside. And, of course, I'm driving up and down Broadway all the time over there, and I see a lot of people who are frankly homeless. I mean, they're out there. Last night, Shelley and I were going home from the show we did downtown there,
mm-hmm.
the radio hour, and there was a guy out there on one of those city benches curled up. He was going to sleep there last night. And I feel for him, and, of course, we do what we can for him. I do anyway. We've got the Lord's Diner, which does a great job. But I'm just wondering about how a homeless person gets a hold of a shotgun and is cavorting around down on the paths in South Wichita with a shotgun. It's just, I figured they didn't have any, most of them don't have any money, and where would you keep a shotgun? I guess in your bedroll or something. Just a strange story. Homeless people, and I don't want to stereotype and put them all in a little box or anything, but I have a feeling that if we have homeless people carrying firearms around, that could not be a good thing. So. They're lucky they got this guy off the street, I think. And also, I think one of the charges against him, Ted, was a convicted felon
yeah,
with a firearm,
yeah.
which how often do you see that at quite, City Hall?
Quite a bit.
I mean, there are a lot of these guys, people running around who've gotten in trouble with the law before, and they've done time for serious crimes. They come out, and they get them a gun.
And they immediately get a firearm.
They are yep. probably run with a crowd that's tough. They may yeah. think their life is threatened, but I would imagine that, well, a convicted felon can't buy a firearm over the counter, I wouldn't think. There'd be some sort of check.
Well, we hope so.
But still, they'll get them. And gosh, it seems like about three or four times a week we'll do, maybe three times a week we'll see a story that you'll bring back from City Hall, and one of the charges will be against the person, felon in possession of a firearm.
Yep.
Which, and I guess when they nail them on that, they can put them away a long, long time. Hope so. Because it's a vicious cycle going on out there. All right, 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And sports time with Ted Woodward. And we've got Shocker basketball tonight. The Wichita State Shockers want to get back on that winning track. This is their chance to do it, Ted.
Yeah, coming off a pretty bad loss on Saturday.
Yeah,
Shocks
yeah.
would like to get back in the win column. And they're hosting Jacksonville State tonight at Coke Arena. The Shockers have won their last two home games. We'd like to keep that string going. Jacksonville State comes in on a five-game winning streak as the Shockers will begin a three-game homestand starting tonight. Shocks are a seven-point favorite on home court. And the Shocks are kind of in a mode now where it looks like finals are behind them, so they kind of get to concentrate on basketball for the next few weeks. Your Shocker head coach, Greg Marshall.
Now it's Wednesday, Saturday that we break, and then I think we can really work without school and studying and tutors and study hall and limitations in that regard. I think we can just now focus on basketball, and we need it as much as any team in the country.
Shocks and Jacksonville State tonight at Coke Arena. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin their pregame show at 6 o'clock. Game will tip off at 7 o'clock from Coke Arena. And that's all on 103.7 KEYN. Then after the game, Bob Lutz and Jeff Lutz. We'll take your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show, broadcasting live out at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. The Wichita State women were at Coke Arena yesterday afternoon with School Kids Day. More than 7,000 kids on hand saw the Shockers beat Grambling State 70-61. Shocker ladies snap a three-game losing streak, now 6-4 on the season. We have JUCO men's basketball tonight in El Dorado. Butler Community College hosting Northwest Kansas Tech. And it's the last home game for a month for Butler before the long Christmas break. So basketball tonight in El Dorado. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage beginning at 7:15 tonight. It's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. A little baseball news. The Kansas City Royals have signed speedy outfielder Billy Hamilton to a one-year deal for about $5 million. One of the top base stealers in Major League Baseball for the Cincinnati Reds. As you got the Royals signing another speedster, trying to kind of tailor a roster to take advantage of the dimensions of Kauffman Stadium. Interesting note, among the eight top stolen base leaders in Major League Baseball last year, three of them are now on the Royals roster.
Well, are they going
They are really building the roster around speed and defense.
Is it back to the future on this? They used to have a lot of success doing
that. And that's kind of what they're doing.
I've been watching the last couple of years. They're just going up there. Everybody's trying to hit a home run.
Well, the Royals are kind of trying to go back to an old formula. We'll see if it pays off.
It's fun baseball, too.
Yeah. And NBA basketball last night, the top team in the league, the Toronto Raptors, on the road in Los Angeles visiting the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard hurt for the Raptors, out with a bruised right hip, but that certainly opens the door for former Shocker Fred VanVleet to get the start last night at point guard, and Fred was dishing to everyone. Here's some of the coverage on the Raptors radio network.
Trailing VanVleet, far side, right wing, 4.5 to go, and Ibaka gets a jam from VanVleet, 88-63, Toronto by 25.
Raptors win it 123-99. That was one of 14 assists for Fred VanVleet on the night. That's a new career high in the NBA for Fred. Congratulations. Gets the start. Fred takes advantage and gets 14 assists last night in that win for the Raptors, the number one team in the NBA. And speaking of Shocker basketball, one of the great Shocker long shooting performances ever was 20 years ago on this night, when Wichita State's Maurice Evans made 8 3-pointers in one game.
Wow.
On the road at Illinois State.
How about that?
Why wouldn't it be nice if one of the Shockers tonight got hot from long range and was able to pump in?
Yeah, they've been pretty
some
cold.
3-pointers. Yeah, need to get the offense on track tonight. Shocker basketball hosting Jacksonville State this evening at Coke Arena. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Just finished a book. It's called The Last Pass, and it's about Bob Cousy and Bill Russell. Of course, Bob Cousy was a big star with the early days of the NBA,
yes.
Cousy was with the Celtics, and he was a guy, a point guard, and he could dribble behind his back. He did all that flashy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, in those days, in the early days, the NBA didn't have a shot clock. So the last 5 minutes of the game was Bob Cousy dribbling.
Just dribbling and people chasing him.
And that's the reason they put in a shot
clock,
because of Bob Cousy. One of my favorite, one of my heroes.
Well, he was pretty nifty player.
He was something. Yep. Well, it's 7:22, time for our Prairie Fire Coffee break on KNSS.
Oh, yeah.
Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 7:23 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Young progressives are demanding a Green New Deal. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.